Obviously, you guys have probably, a lot of you have never seen us before. We tend to populate other kinds of venues that are a little bit more performance-oriented. And this piece is called Some of This Shit Is Poetry, and Some of This Shit Is Crazy Talk. And it's...
To all you whom they may not be concerned, I represent a movement of spearheads that magnify magnificence. We be chopping it and bagging it and serving it to you raw in a lifetime worth of sentences. No inhibitions in my patterns of speech when I wreck shop is off of basic intuition. And you can't knock my hustle, son. Can't knock the rest of this bum when you coming straight at your chin like the light switch on and I'm stuck in the upright position. But excuse my euphemisms, yo. See, I'm fresh out the gutter with the flow. Usually I'm Batman swinging through on the low. Now you can call me Crazy Joe. I'm public enema number one on stage at the show, and I'm letting that shit go. While your ass is busy writing texts that your mouth can't cast, I'm fucking with them unfuckwittables getting
innuendo.
I'm about to tell them why I'm mad, though.
I hit the open mic with Odin's mic. Success comes easy to these mediocre mole men like overnight. Like going hard is a mild oversight. I go in hard, like my dick a stick of dynamite. These peace queen types get clowned on the mic. You spitting like you wearing a nightgown on the mic. I spit with a sick scowl on the mic, aiming at all the wounded smiles on the mic. Don't give a fuck about wrong or right. Like when I'm taking a bath, I show my ass on the mic. I could pass gas on the mic and still surpass the latest fad on the mic. Face it, 9 out of 10 niggas is trash on the mic. I stole they fucking notepads. And laugh, wipe my ass like I just took a smash on the mic.
And why every open mic poetry slam seem more like a chance for all the corny motherfuckers to come out and prove how they corny than the next one? There's no artistry. There's the overwhelming lack of creativity and the graphic display of the sugar board that you got flowing through your arteries. Oh. And I don't know if you noticed, but I was fly as fuck when I wrote this. My method of madness from the jump off is roll that shit, light that shit, smoke it. I'm a mind-blowing experience unfolding right in front of you in real time. I just need to expose your palms and behold it. Inhale with it, exhale with it, to fall back for a minute and hold it.
I put on for my city, you put on the waterworks. I ain't concerned with a tear-jerking jerk, I spit murder first. Slay your whole fam in they I love slam shirts. I come with the evil that make the people kill the people. I rush my set cause I got people to meet and souls to reap too. Rob Peter to pay y'all, then take his chips too. Nail Paul to a cross and impale him on a steeple. You write jaws that bear all that make people want to heal you. I write jaws that enthrall and make people want to kill you. I'm sick of niggas acting like my style is a joke. How's that? When I spit one piece that provoke the whole scene. I mean, really, yo, these got jokes? Yo. I'm Shibley LaCroix and I'm addicted to dope. You don't believe me, ask a motherfucker addicted to coke. And even he'll tell you he'd rather sniff me up his nose.
Cause I like the fuse, get on my soapbox and take snipes at your crews. I'm writing the wrongs of you self-righteous fools. When I exit stage left and I'm right back at it, like I'm avenging my brother's death with my motherfucking pack of wolves. It's your man, backed by popular demand and they like me out here. Cause I make this going hard shit look easy. There's nothing like me out here.
Nope.
Hell, you whack dudes putting on your track shoes, Nikes out here. And anybody left wanna bump their chest and I'll bust that ass like it's icy out here. Yeah. Cause I'm tired of magnanimous claims being made by mediocre men. That's where you'll find me in mind's body and shit on the front lines. And I'm fighting back this attack of the deep people.
Cover me,
son, I'm going to fuck in. With mad flows I use to smash foes. Launching missiles from my chest box like a nuclear silo. Shaking my fist from tender windows. Mad like Dr. Carr screaming this. It's how to use spoken word, poetry and prose to change the face of the globe. Assholes. Thank you.
Hey. One more thing.
So,
We wrote one other thing with one other young lady. You all right? Your throat all right? You got that water? You good? All right. We wrote one other thing with one other young lady. Her name is Lady Sarcasm. And we love her, but she never performs with us. She sucks. You see her anywhere, put her in a figure four, a leg lock, or, you know.
Don't do that.
Put her in an arm bar or something. This is called You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone. And we're very glad that you guys are being a great audience or whatever. But yeah, who starts? He always starts. This is the Gunslinger, ladies and gentlemen.
I noticed how I had that shit right. And then he cussed me off. And y'all gonna miss me when I'm gone. Your open mic night just went live till I came feeling guilty like B.I. said in this song. Me and my wolf pack shoot 151 proof till it feel like it's fire trapped in our lungs. Them regurgitate that sickness all up in your face till the damn near sends it to taste buds or your tongue. And y'all gonna miss me when I'm gone, cause I don't make no excuses. An intellectual dude, but the spit game's stupid. When the damn thing need to get dead, I'm the master vengeance you call upon to do it, and that goes all the way in. When son talk to him, I make him feel it all in his skin, from the epidermis to the melanin, who you know go harder than him. Spit to their throat collapse, then backhand microphones for giving them feedback. See, I'm built from an ilk of hard hitters and cold spitters who take affirmative action with a pad and a pen and bring this joint to a past tense. You better believe that. They want to see me fall back, but I just can't see that. I'd rather let the beast out like I'm foaming at the mouth. I be holding down fort. I'm the man in the house. In the world with life, ain't never been no crystal stair. No matter how you cut it, ain't never been fair. It ain't always easy, but I swear to be right there for you whenever you need me, as if I loved you more than I love myself. Cause when I come through the rave, I leave it all on stage for you every time you see me. I can't leave the spoken word alone. Y'all miss me when I'm gone.
Who that dude that made it cool to do you? Come to the stage and spit no matter how different his views, no matter how disturbed or skewed. Who cool? Who lewd? Who spit for a few? Pull his dreads back, then kick it with two prostitutes. Who stepped to the stage to a chorus of boos? Who didn't have to drink the open mic Kool-Aid to be cool? Who'll break his foot off in the ass of the status quo? Who? Mouth got fuckloads of fuck yous. That'll fuck a whole truckload of smut that won't fuck you. That'll bang bust a slut desperate enough to fuck you. Damn. You righteous? Fuck you and your spiritual views. I go to church brack banging with booze, snorting lines with the minister's mom on the front pew. Make a Bostead and broad ooze cooch juice down to her shoes.
Cooch juice.
That's it. They getting rowdy over there. My goodness.
Go ahead.
Damn.
Yeah.
See, when it's time for some action, I goes in like the juice. Among this chorus of cannons, I'm a baritone. Don't blow mine, I clear your head off your collarbone. When I'm striking, pulling poems from the clouds and putting down like lightning, call me Zeus. I'm a black belt in freedom of speech, a kung fu hustler, I practice what I preach. I'm steep off this cliff, I'm feeling froggy sleep. My two-fist addiction, squaring them all in their teeth. When I has added, my charismatics is that of a deranged suicide bomber. Watching American idols get bitch slapped back ass with spider. Boots palm of my karma. And tell your Statue of Liberty to get my money. If I pop my collar, ain't shit free in this country. I'm George Dub on a dollar. Me broke, never had. You broke, you need to holler. I put you on game like Nintendo Power. I put you on chains like a roof for Obama. In this game of life, I'm a open mic pimp with the poetry like Dolomite. I'm a poet with a plan. When that shit don't work, damn, I stay styled with the stands like Ron Artest.
Start beating up the fans.
Alright, that's it?
That's it.
That's it? Oh, wait. Alright, so who cool enough? Who made your list high even though I was number 22? Who ill enough to shit on your whole crew with a haiku? Who set the bar for offending you? Make a poet piss bitches brew while all in his bitches britches, dude. Who? Write about spitting and shitting in your food and you really think it's true.
Y'all gonna miss this swag galore, pouring salt on your open sores, smorgasbord of blood and whores, sweat and gore, spitting with a 4 out of 4 score, sharper than 44 swords. More lines than old lords on church floor, spitting in front of a storefront store. Y'all gonna miss me, but more than likely diss me when I'm laid flat and come to my funeral and make sure I never come back.
Thank you for the labor, and thank you for your time, friends. I appreciate that. I know you guys never want to see us again, but that's okay. We're going to come to your fucking house and harass you. No, they're not scared. Look at these people. Look at that guy. He walks around with that beard. He's not scared. Are you kidding me? Hey. I wanted to learn your name. What is it? I saw you recording me. What's your name?
Take back the reading.
What's your name? What's your name?
So this reading usually ends around 10 o'clock, but we have a few more people signed up for the open mic, and I want to give everyone a chance to read. We have Greg. Before I forget, because I tend to forget things, I just want to say thank you to Blue Banana. Take care of your service. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Adam Yawara. Thank you, Poetic Arts Performance Project. Thank you for everyone who's helped me run this reading and put it together. And Greg, do you want to read?
It's true.
What? It's like 9:50. Yeah, go ahead.
Alright, Mudslingers and Gunslingers.
That would be us. We're awesome.
It was awesome. Very cool. So, these are the fragments from Ollie, which is a neighborhood that's in Philadelphia. You may never have heard of it. And this is from December. The coffee is large and costs $1 and is made of styrofoam that is colored white. No decorations. The lid is colored white too, and today the actual coffee is actually 3 out of 10 rather than a 1 out of 10. And maybe that's because the liquid is more cream than coffee, and yet that's okay with me. Chris says, "You know I'm math. At what point does this anarchy rebuild its can of ashes? Today Mrs. Soko said that only gays wear black underwear. Today I taught Lucretia and Tremaine about negative Nancys. Party music. Dun, 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 dun. Does the Ronald McDonald House provide care for heart disease victims? Control the air, put on the round shoes tomorrow, there are birthday ideas, there are storms on the fourth floor. Welcome to Aki, Chris says. Come more, cut less. We work here below the cut less. Every day we move on. We have chased our tails, and through the calm of forests we have found rest. In our bodies, our minds, a golden frost, an outsider. I know what to add to broccoli. It's just fucking melted cheese. I shove caramels down my throat. I feel like Ignatius. Purchased happiness. Glands of rumbled fat. These entries are divine. Subconscious of a high school sunk to the low. Only High School West. It will finally happen, and when they finally ask you, you won't even think about how your response sounds. In the lines of fights, I saw a ghost hang from the ceiling. We delete images. Our coffee is hand-delivered. This language is of yo-yos and candy bullseyes. We live in a world of dice apologies. It doesn't take much to think about little or think about being stupid. When you wake up, you are flashbanged. Think of the worst words you know. Fragment, Ollie High School. Chris says, he's lunchbox. Julie says, watch out for your body. Niggas getting shot. It's close to Christmas. People got bread on them. Somewhere, I could see us calling each other names like everybody does. The anti-bustle rushed sugar rush me to sleep. Not helping anyone is the numb feeling to dominate all others. I think you should show effort on a daily basis. Does sugar constrict the blood vessels? Sleep or television? The hours of sleep increased as the hours of television increase. I see you, you see me. That's talent, says Chris. Unique's tattoos are stronger than dynamite. They cost him $5. It's not fun getting up in the morning anymore, he says. To try and teach Emersonian transcendentalism to inner city youth in 2010 is hilarious. You're a biscuit or a brisket, Chris says. Chris says, in response to Miss Perkins, they're gonna get popped in the head. Carrie, get the AK-47. Go pop, pop. Ear hustling equals eavesdropping. Thank you.